Again, for this exercise, which is a little bit longer, this one might take you about 45 or 50 minutes to complete. So really make sure you've got some private, uninterrupted space and time, and somewhere where you can sit and safely close your eyes so you can relax and fully participate here. Okay, beautiful. Make sure your phone is switched off as well. And now, as you relax and settle, just close your eyes and turn your awareness inwards. And now imagine that you're sitting safely on a comfortable couch in a viewing room with a large blank video screen on the wall in front of you. You can welcome a mentor, a wise sage or saint, or someone who's profoundly free in their being, and also a guardian angel if you wish, feeling its protective presence safely enveloping you. You can even ask the mentor to provide a crystal dome of protection, one that allows in only love and positivity and keeps everything else on the outside. Good. And so just rest in the knowledge that you are completely safe here. And putting your attention on the screen now, you can bring the screen closer or push it farther away. You can adjust the size of the screen to make it bigger or smaller. And at any time, you can alter the focus until it's either sharper or more fuzzy. You can adjust the color and the brightness. You could even make it black and white if you like. And so now, just begin to make all these adjustments so that you begin to feel more relaxed and comfortable now. Great. Now notice the DVD player right below the screen, and that in your hand is a remote control device and a DVD disc in its case. On this DVD is recorded an old scene or memory related to a fearful reaction you may have had in the past to a strong emotion or emotions. One that in the past you might have avoided at all costs. It's a memory that long ago may have caused you to shut down, to collapse or freeze, or block or resist, or somehow avoid a specific emotion or emotions. And you can rest in the knowledge that you are in complete control of how this old scene plays out. And now, as you remain seated on the couch, flanked by the mentor and the guardian angel, just pick up the remote control. And as you get ready to watch the old scene play out on the screen, give the mentor the case containing the DVD disc. And let the mentor put the DVD disc into the player. Great. Now you can press the play button on the remote and just let the scene play out from beginning to end as you sit safely watching the screen. So let the scene play out once from beginning to end. You can press the pause button here if you need a little more time. Great. And just notice what specific emotions you may have blocked or shut down or avoided at that time. Just whisper them out. Okay, great. Thank you. And so now put your attention back on the scene of that old memory on the screen and just push the fast play button and let it play out really quickly right to the end. And now press fast reverse and see and hear the scene running backwards right to the beginning. And now forwards again, triple speed. And now backwards again. Triple speed, seeing everyone moving in reverse, hearing the words backwards. And now forwards again. Now backwards, faster and faster each time. Forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, again and again. Faster and faster. Forwards, backwards, 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 forwards, until the scene and the words become a complete blur. Great job. Okay, excellent. And now just pause for a moment. And imagine giving everyone in the scene, yourself included, silly fancy dress or cartoon characters' outfits with funny ears, noses. You can dress them up in silly clothes, bright colours, mismatched outfits. Just make them look really silly, ridiculous even. Yourself included. And now make all the scenery and the props here out of rubber or sponge or candy. Make it bouncy or springy and fun. Great. And now let everyone speak with very silly, high-pitched cartoon voices, like they've been breathing in helium. You too. Great. And now you can imagine adding some funny cartoon-type music, or some chase scene music. And now just watch and hear the scene play out with these silly costumes, the silly scenery, the silly voices, and the silly music. Notice how different it looks and sounds and feels as the scene plays out now right to the end. And now run the scene backwards and forwards, faster and faster in each direction, seeing the actions, hearing the words, especially as they're spoken backwards, faster and faster in each direction, incredibly fast. Forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards. Forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards. Everyone's speaking with a high voice. Forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards. Even faster, faster, faster. Forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. Until it all becomes a complete blur. Everything's absolutely scrambled. Fantastic. And when it's finished, just take a nice long deep breath in and let it all the way out. Great job. Now, if you would, let the younger you, the one in the scene, in ordinary clothes, step down off the screen and come over to join the version of you who's sitting on the couch. And you can ask either the younger you, the one from the scene, or the mentor, what unhealthy beliefs and vows or promises were formed and made here. What unsupportive beliefs about strong emotions did you form? About them being unsafe, about needing to shut them down, about limited options, whatever the beliefs were, just whisper them out. What did you come to believe, particularly about strong emotions, as a result of that memory, that experience? Right. And what vows or promises of closure or shutdown or collapse or of avoidance and distraction did you make at that time? What did you promise to yourself, to life? How did you contrive to avoid such feelings and circumstances in the future? What did you decide at that time? Just allow all the old beliefs and vows and promises to reveal themselves and speak out all the words associated with each of them. Just whisper them out loud. Make sure you whisper them out loud. And if you need some time, you can just pause here and come back for the rest of the introspection. Great. And so now turn to the person or people in the scene on the screen and let them know that you understand that all these conditioned responses were born from a mistake and probably from old conditioning that they had themselves absorbed earlier in their own lives. In your own words, please let them know that it is no longer appropriate to have that old stuff in place. And tell them that it is your intention to let go of the old conditioning and replace it with new, empowering choices and healthy truths born from freedom. So speak it out, whisper it out to them. You can press the pause button here if you like to take some time. Great. And now turn to the mentor. and ask that the old beliefs, vows and promises all be swept clean, completely cleared out from every cell of your being. Just hold in awareness the beliefs, the vows, the promises, and let the mentor sweep or wash or hose or vacuum away every single vestige of those old restrictive patterns. And you just watch and feel as it's all cleared from every cell of your body, head to toe, inside and out, deeply into every cell, into all the dark corners, the secret places, the stuck or shy spaces. Let the mentor spring clean that old consciousness right out from there, from every fiber of your being, head to toe, deeper and deeper, right into every cell, every single cell, millions of cells, billions of cells, deeply cleaning right into them, washing out, pulling out that old awareness. Into the cell's nuclei, right into the DNA, cleaning, clearing, refreshing, deeper and deeper. Clearing every molecule of your being, clearing the spaces between the molecules. Until everything is cleared. Take as much time as you need here until the mentor is complete. And you can press the pause button if you need a little more time. Good. And now turn again to the mentor and ask for assistance in the formulation of new, wholesome, empowering realizations or deepest truths. New, empowering, freeing vows and decisions. Ones that are entirely positively phrased, using only positive language and words. Ones that will allow you to remain open, fully connected in life, fulfilled, free to be your true self. What are these new healthy truths? What decisions are here? Whisper them out. And again, you can press the pause button to give yourself a little more time. Great. And so making sure that you've spoken these new truths out loud, these new decisions out loud, just ask the mentor to install them, to reprogram them into every cell of your being. Ask the mentor to flood every particle of your being with these new empowering certainties and decisions, making them an integral part of you. You can feel them just flooding through all awareness. Let them free you, revitalize you, energize you. Let you come to peace and completion. Let them allow you to freely feel and experience all that life has to offer. And take time here so this new awareness, this empowerment floods through every cell of your being, deeply into every cell nucleus, back into all those places that were previously stuck or shy or dark, bringing light, bringing freedom, bringing self-love. And take as much time as is needed for it to be absolutely complete. Press the pause button. Give this as much time as you need. Okay, great. And now imagine opening your chest and your heart and send forgiveness to the people associated with that old conditioning. Send them forgiveness for anything that might need forgiving. And you can just whisper that out. Whisper out the words of forgiveness. And as you stay wide open, receive forgiveness from them for anything that might need forgiving in you, however small or insignificant that might be. And finally, forgive yourself for anything and everything that could use some forgiveness. Just let the words be spoken. And pause here if you need to. Excellent. And now ask the younger you or the mentor what emotional resources or qualities would have helped at the time of that old memory. What emotional resources or qualities would have been needed for this scene to have played out much more positively and beneficially back then? What would have helped the younger you handle things much more healthily and supportively back then? Would it have been the ability to stay open, to feel? Some courage, self-confidence, love, self-esteem? The ability to speak creatively, to speak from the heart? What would have helped? What qualities or resources would have helped back then? Pause if you need to. Whisper these qualities out. Great. And now imagine handing the younger you from the scene a big, colourful bunch of balloons, with each balloon containing one of those resources. Let the younger you breathe into each of these balloon resources one by one and feel the resources permeating the younger you, going into every cell of the body. Breathe them all in. Feel those qualities going right into each cell. Great stuff. And now watch as the younger you with a big balloon bouquet climbs back up onto the screen. And see and hear and feel how differently it would have happened with these new truths and decisions already installed. With full access to these new healthy resources and realizations, let the scene play out and notice how things have changed for the better now. Notice how you're able to remain open and let emotions simply flow through your body now. With the full knowledge that any emotion fully felt takes you right into the heart of freedom. It leaves you in clarity and a choice, living and acting from freedom now, fully able to embrace and welcome whatever arises and respond healthily, authentically, positively. And when the new scene is finished completely, playing out much more healthily now, you can just allow it to pause and take a nice long deep breath in and allow it all the way out. Great. And so noticing internally, how was this different this time? What changed? What altered? How do you feel different about what took place? Just take a moment to consider that. And whisper out anything that arises for you, whatever you realize. Great. And now just allow the new, more resourceful younger you to come down off the screen and over to you on the couch and hug and merge with the present you as you sit there, letting the younger you grow up inside the body of the present you. Allowing any other similar memories relating to this issue to arise. And maybe you can see the memories as they arise, or you can get a sense or knowing that this is happening. And as each memory arises, let it be washed through by the consciousness of the new resources and the freedom inside you. With the growing realization and awareness that you are open, feeling fully engaged in life and completely free, let each memory be energetically transformed by the new qualities. So let this transformation take place As the younger you grows up inside the body of the present you, right up to the present moment. And you can pause and take as much time as is needed for that transformation to happen. Great. And now, seeing and hearing and feeling what it is like to be finally and completely free from that old pattern. Open, fully alive and vibrant now. Just feel what it feels like for that transformation to have already taken place. And you can thank the mentor and the guardian angel. And then you can leave the viewing room, walking out happy in the experience of your new freedom, your new confidence, your new wholeness. Great. And now imagine stepping into the future a day from now, one day from now. Get a sense of how you're feeling, of what has improved in your life over the last 24 hours. How do you feel? Great. And now step into the future a week from now. It's a week down the line. So just check what shifts have already taken place and get a sense in your body of how your confidence and trust have deepened. What changes can you feel? What has improved? What's already transforming or transformed? Great. What else has changed? Wonderful. And now step into the future a month down the line. And just check, what about that old emotion or those emotions you were previously afraid to feel? How easy is it to allow that now? How healthy and free do you feel a month from now? Great. And now just step into the future 6 months. 6 months down the line, getting a full sense of how your life has opened and improved. How you've changed, deepened, and grown in 6 months. And you can see and hear and feel how amazing it is to be you. Notice all the things that are newly possible in life. How good it is to be living your life, fully engaged in this body at this time. Just have a good look around and really feel how good it is to be you, fully alive. Excellent. And now just step a whole year into the future and open fully into the new experience of the life that's being lived. It's a whole year down the line. What does it really feel like when you're open to the full experience of life? What differences show up in the experience of life now that you're able and willing to allow emotions to come and play, to dance through you, and to take their leave? How has life deepened, become more profound in this new awareness? And how has it lifted, lightened, become more effortless, more joyous, more engaging, more fun maybe? How does all this feel? Wonderful. And then knowing that time is just an illusion, and that everything that can be brought into consciousness is already here in consciousness, in the present moment, right here, right now. Just come back to the present moment, basking and celebrating in the extraordinary freedom of your deepest self. And knowing that you'll only be able to open your eyes as soon as all parts of you are fully integrated and agreed that this transformation can only deepen and grow over time, that this realization of freedom and openness can only flourish and expand, and that your deepest authenticity can only unfold and express itself healthily and wholesomely in all ways. And when all parts of you are fully integrated and agreed, that this can happen perfectly, automatically, of its own accord, effortlessly, organically. You may open your eyes now when you're ready. And take a nice long deep breath in. And let it all the way out. Oh, great job. Congratulations. And now it's time to turn back to the book and to continue with your reading.